tell you I'm in love with you. Never, never, never let me go. Never, never, never let me go.
If you need someone to count on, count me in.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The shooter who assassinated political activist Charlie Kirk and then jumped off a roof and vanished into the woods is still at large. Correspondent Jennifer Kuiper reports what we learned from a late evening news conference in Orem, Utah.
Utah Department of Public Safety Commissioner Bo Mason says of the latest batch of still photos released by the FBI of the person of interest,
you're going to see a very distinctive T-shirt with an American flag and appears to have an eagle on it. There's also a baseball cap with a triangle on it and a pair of sunglasses.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox makes a plea.
We cannot do our job without the public's help right now. The public has answered our call for action. So far, we've received more than 7,000 leads and tips.
Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Kirk's casket was flown aboard Air Force Two from Utah to Phoenix. In Washington, President Trump talked about Kirk.
I'm pleased to announce that I will soon be awarding Charlie Kirk posthumously the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
CBS News correspondent Weijia Jiang reports on the mix of politics and violence.
Kirk's assassination is the latest in a surge of politically violent acts against people in both parties, including two attempts on the president's life last year, the arson of a Democratic governor's home in Pennsylvania, and the murder of a Democratic state legislator and her spouse in Minnesota.
We've learned more about that shooting at Evergreen High School in Jefferson County, Colorado, near Denver Wednesday. Jackie Kelly, a spokesperson for the county sheriff's office, identified the suspect as 16-year-old Desmond Holly.
Based on some of the information that we're seeing about this suspect, he was radicalized by some extremist network.
Two student victims are still in the hospital. The suspect died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. A battle over chemicals and cookware is heating up. California lawmakers are expected to vote on a bill Friday to phase out forever chemicals like Teflon, known as PFAS, from cookware. CBS News reporter Tracy Wolf has more.
If you own a nonstick pan, then you are likely exposed to PFAS from the Teflon coating, which lawmakers and environmental health experts warn could pose a risk to human health. But celebrity chef Rachel Ray and others are pushing back against the legislation, arguing nonstick pans are safe as long as they're used responsibly and aren't overheated. Longtime PFAS critic, actor Mark Ruffalo, responded to Ray on social media, asking her to support the ban to further protect public health. Tracy Wolf, CBS News.
High counts of West Nile virus cases are being reported in the U.S. this year, according to the CDC, and health officials warn the season for this mosquito-borne disease isn't over yet. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Transforming your land with a John Deere compact tractor is as easy as connect, latch, load, haul, spread. Cutting grass is as simple as roll, click, mow. Box blading is as effortless as hook, lock, grade. And backhoeing is as convenient as turnaround, switch, dig. Because when you've got the versatility to tackle just about any job and dealer support in your own backyard, you just have to get in the seat. Find the right compact tractor for you at JohnDeere.com.
Oh, no.
Ah, that's the sound of someone who's misplaced...
my debit card.
Their debit card.
Where did I leave that thing?
Not at the gas pump, or the checkout counter, or the roof of your car. Now, if he has the Chase mobile app, he can use Card Lock.
Wait, I could just lock my card.
Yep, just a few tippy taps on his phone, and... that sound? That's peace of mind from Chase.
Chase Mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
CBS's Stacey Lynn reports certain tests and treatments for Lyme disease should be avoided.
Anyone can get Lyme disease.
They might have the bullseye rash, fatigue, headache, joint pain, a fever.
And medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder says while it's usually treated by antibiotics, for those who don't have classic symptoms, it's tricky to diagnose.
There's not a vaccine.
So many are now spending hundreds or even thousands of dollars on bogus tests, followed by unapproved treatments that Lyme specialists at Maine Health Institute for Research say may do more harm than good and should be avoided. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
The Labor Department says U.S. job workers filed 263,000 claims for unemployment benefits last week, the highest level since October of 2021, another sign the job market is cooling. Claims for the week ending September 6th were up 27,000 from the previous week's revised level, and that's a major jump. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly to mostly cloudy sky for the overnight and a little patchy fog will certainly be possible. Morning lows in the upper 50s, close to 60 degrees. Friday, after any of the fog, we'll see mostly sunny skies, highs in the mid and upper 70s. It's 60 at our studios.
Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, you have to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-ca-choo, this is Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray.
Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
Searching for good times. Did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. What I had done, I stood alone in the cold gray dawn and knew I'd lost my morning sun. I lost my head and I said some things. Now comes the heartaches that the morning brings. I know I'm wrong, but I couldn't see. I let my world slip away from me. Did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry.
Satan, don't want to die uneasy. Just let me go naturally. And when I die, and when I'm dead, dead and gone, there'll be
not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Hunters, beware what you eat. Wisconsin health officials have issued a new consumption advisory for ducks harvested on Green Bay. Testing shows mallard and wood ducks on the bay are contaminated with toxic PFAS forever chemicals. UW-Madison researchers have linked contamination in the bay to Tyco fire products near Marinette. A key research center on the Mississippi River is falling prey to big federal cuts targeting science. The French Island facility, known as an ecosystem research area, produces information on water quality, invasive species, wildlife diseases, and more. Heavy cuts to the program take effect on October 1st and could effectively eliminate more than a century of scientific research. Knowledge is power. Right now on the Defender podcast, $150 million is available to help Wisconsinites upgrade their homes and cut energy use. Learn how to get started at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits. Don Rosen.
Thank you. as I got home, about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool, let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. To my wife, send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. Well, take a letter.
Radio Refreshed. WRJN. losing sleep over you. Reliving precious moments we knew. Prison walls of my mind, there's still a part of you left behind.
starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. The night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so
sweet.
without you in my life. Everything was just a bore. All the things I did since I've done them before. But you brighten up all my day with a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. And thank you, baby. Yeah. How sweet it is to be loved by you. Oh, yes, it is, baby. How sweet it is to be loved by you. Yes, it is, baby. Mm-hmm.
Let me be your love and take me back. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Oh, teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as I want to be your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Oh, teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Your teddy bear. I don't wanna be your tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let it be.
Oh, teddy bear. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let it be your teddy bear.
You won't wrong, baby. Marry you so you won't wrong, right? CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The state of Utah plans to seek the death penalty for the murder of political activist Charlie Kirk. That from Governor Spencer Cox, as pictures and video of the suspect were released this past evening. More on that from CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
The FBI has released new photos of the person of interest in Charlie Kirk's killing.
We want to make sure that they get as much attention as possible so that we can get help from the public in tracking down this evil human being.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox adds,
this is not just a local matter here in Utah. We have people all over the country that are helping to bring this perpetrator to justice for Charlie Kirk and his family.
Vice President J.D. Vance had Kirk's body flown home to Arizona aboard Air Force Two. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Correspondent Carter Evans visited Utah Valley University the day after the assassination.
It was eerie going back onto campus. You could see inside classrooms.